I. You're right there. She's right in the middle ranks, guarded by spears. Not up front in the open like me and you, mate. Still, there's a track of Regan scouting up ahead of us. If any beast gets attacked by snakes, she'll be the first.
Ripper did not agree.
Not when we get to the snakes then. That's when we'll be giving our weapons back and told to charge in the front door. Well, here's one what won't be going. I ain't no fool. Let her guards do the charging.
Tazin's gaze roved from side to side as she answered.
You seen what happened to Slifang, didn't you? Cader ain't a beast to be crossed. I never seen a creature so fast and deadly with a sabre. She'd have slayed Plug if the snakes didn't get to him first. That ferret's a real sword beast.
Not only had Cader ringed herself with rat guards, but she had split the unarmed freebooters, keeping half in front of the column and the other half behind. The princess was as frightened as any of them by the thought of the three snakes, but her mind was working constantly as she discussed plans with Vorto.
When Regan finds their serpent's den, you give the freebooters their weapons back. I think many of them get killed in the snake's lair. Who will get mine crown back for me?
Vorto had been thinking up a new plan, which he outlined.
No real need for him to go charging in, Your Highness. Suppose we was to stake one of the freebooters out in front of the den. We could be laying in wait when the serpents come out to get the bait. Then we could send Plug's crew in to finish the snakes off.
Cader liked the idea.
Yar, good. Then you and mine guards rush in and take mine crown from the red serpents. And if the lair is empty, then you go in and get their pouring. Good.
Vorto was not too happy about exploring the snake's den to find the royal pouring, but he said nothing, knowing that he could drive any surviving freebooters in ahead of him. It was a good plan. All that would be sacrificed would be the crew of the sea scab. Logalog's scouts tracked the vermin trail to the previous night's camp. A gowsome shrew emerged from the undergrowth rather swiftly.
There's a slayed weasel in there with his paw and head lopped off. They must have been quarrelling among themselves.
With one mighty tug, Sagax released Plug's battle axe from the trunk of the sycamore. He wielded it in one paw.
I like the feel of this weapon. I think I'll claim it.
Triss watched him heft the big axe.
I think you'd better have it. It suits you, Sagax. There's not many other beasts could lift it, let alone use it.
Logalog stirred the dead fire ashes with his rapier, listening to the report of one of his scouts.
Still a smell of those adders yonder. Faint, but trackable. Looks like the hunting them, chief.
Wiping his rapier clean, the gowsome chieftain replied.
Aye, and we're tracking them. So every beast be double careful, and you scouts watch yourselves.